This is Pastor J.C. O'Hare, O-H-A-I-R, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago. We bow to give thanks to Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, thanking Him that He spared our lives, and by His grace we have this privilege again of broadcasting His own eternal and infallible truth. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto every good work. But God says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, in rightly dividing the word of truth, it not only involves the difference between law and grace, but we must always recognize in Bible study the principle of progressive revelation. I think you'll see that in our subject at this time, entitled Stand Fast and Steadfast. You know, in the Bible, you've noticed that certain things are brought in by God or the Holy Spirit, and they serve their purpose, then they are removed. They're taken away. For instance, for nearly 1,900 years, circumcision was a must. It was a requirement for fellowship. Then, later on, it passed away, the same way with the seventh-day Sabbath. I presume you all know that for the first 2,500 years from the time that Adam left the Garden of Eden until Moses was on Mount Sinai, until that time, no one kept, or until the children of Israel left Egypt, no one was told to keep the Sabbath, the seventh day. But the Sabbath began with the law. Then Christ became the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. You ask the average Christian today, when was the Sabbath changed from the seventh day to the first day? Well, they don't seem to know. Some people say, well, the Sabbath was changed with the resurrection of Christ. Well, my dear friends, the Christian does not have a Christian Sabbath. There's very much said about the first day of the week. But the word Sabbath has the thought of rest. Where do we find our rest? Where did Abraham find his rest? He found his rest in a person, not in a day. And you and I do not find rest in religion or religious observances. We find it in the person who said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. So Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Now that brings us to that thought in Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now if you have read the 15th chapter of the book of Acts to compare it with the epistle to the Galatians, you will find why the Holy Spirit and the risen Lord directed the Apostle Paul to write to the Galatians. He says to them in the 3rd chapter, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Well, there were human teachers who had bewitched them, but back of those human teachers was the god of this age, Satan. You remember in the 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians, it says, I fear lest as the serpent who beguiled Eve through his subtlety will corrupt your minds from the simplicity that is in Christ. And then we read in that same 11th chapter of Corinthians, the 13th to the 15th verses, that Satan is transformed into an angel of light. He's the most religious creature in the universe of God. Now, he delights to use religious servants to frustrate the grace of God and pervert the gospel of the grace of God. He's the god of this age who had blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now then, after these Galatians had heard the glorious gospel of grace which the risen Lord revealed by special revelation to Paul and through Paul, after they had been saved by grace and were rejoicing in the hope of the glory of God, Paul says, I remember when I first preached to you, you loved me so much that you received me as an angel, even as a Christ almost. And he said, you were willing to pluck out your own eye. Have I become your enemies because I've told you the truth? Well, the Judaizing teachers went to these converted heathen who had been justified by grace through faith in the crucified and resurrected Christ. They had been saved by grace through faith without religious endeavor, without works of any kind. They had failed to stand in the grace that they had received. Remember, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. And remember the good news of Romans 3:24-28, that we're justified freely by God's grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And by grace are we saved through faith and not out of ourselves. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy God saved us, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, which God shed upon us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now there was one thing that the Galatians did not learn, one outstanding truth here, and we find that the great majority of church members today do not seem to be established in the truth, that God does reward Christians for their faithful service and for their works. Yes, we can give a cup of cold water in the name of the Lord Jesus and not lose our reward. But we are not saved by works. We are saved by faith in the perfect work of the Lord Jesus Christ and the work of the Father and the Son, because we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath foreordained that we should walk in them. Now remember, these Galatians were saved by grace by believing the gospel of the grace of God, simply by believing that they were the guilty, condemned, hell-deserving sinners for whom Christ died, and they believed the truth of Acts 13:38-39, be it known unto you, men and brethren, that through Jesus Christ is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all who believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. By the deeds of the law, no flesh shall ever be justified in God's sight. By the law is the knowledge of sin, and by the law let every mouth be stopped and all the world become guilty before God. That's the reason the law is called in 2 Corinthians 3:7-9, the ministration of death and condemnation. Think of anyone going to the Ten Commandments, the ministration of death and condemnation, to find justification and life. Well, these foolish Galatians were bewitched, and they got the gospel of grace all mixed up with the religious program of Judaism, and they were so entangled that he had to write to them and said, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. They did not understand the glorious truth of Colossians 2:14-16, that when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, God blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, contrary to us, and he took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. They didn't understand that God had established a new law by the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The Lord Jesus was inherently divine, inherently righteous, and in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And he had power to lay down his life and take up his life again. So he had the divine authority to give eternal life to those who accepted him as Savior and make them the sons of God by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, when these Judaizing teachers went among these converted heathen, They told them that they'd have to keep the law of Moses and be circumcised and keep certain religious days. So Paul said, I stand in doubt of you. And then he said, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. When the Lord gave the law, you remember, in the 20th of Exodus, the people stood afar off. They could not endure that which was spoken in the midst of the earthquake and the fire. They said, speak unto Moses, but let not God speak unto us, Moses, but let God not speak unto us. What God gave there was contrary to us and against us, and the people could not endure it. And remember, if you keep the whole law and offend in one point, you're guilty of all. And cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them. Now, when we're cleared from that, then we're asked this question. Because we're under grace and not under law, should we continue in sin? God forbid. What is sin? Well, sin is a transgression of the law. Now, after we're saved, God says we're his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good work. If you're a saved person, if you've been saved by grace without works, then you're saved unto good works. And the Lord said, be careful to maintain good works. But not by works of righteousness which we have done have we been saved, but by God's grace, through faith in the crucified and resurrected Christ, who finished the work that the Father gave him to do. He put away sin. He abolished death. He ascended into heaven. He's at the right hand of God. He entered into heaven by his own blood and obtained eternal redemption for us. And the law of the Spirit of life that makes us free from the law of sin and death, the moment that operates in our lives, we receive the Holy Spirit. And then he said, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. We're God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And remember, there are many people who are saved so as by fire. Billy Sunday used to say, there are many people in the church who've used the gospel simply as a fire escape to keep out of hell. Well, if you don't go any further than that, that's wonderful to be there and be saved so as by fire. But my dear friends, God wants you to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. You remember what Satan asked God concerning Job? Does Job serve God for naught? I want to tell you, my dear friends, you will never serve God for naught. God wants to give you eternal life as a free gift, and after that, he wants you to reward you for everything that you do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:17 says, whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, and give thanks unto the Father by him. So stand fast in the liberty, and be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord.